The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whenever I see someone predicting the end of the world, saying, we know what day it's going to happen. Remember a few years ago when there were all those billboards that said, Jesus is coming back on this day. And what's really funny is in the months following, before they were taken down, seeing that, Jesus is coming down. I missed it. It was just bad. The Jehovah's Witnesses have predicted the end of the world on 5 separate dates. And guess what? We're still here. You know, it happens. People know the end of the world is coming. And that's true. You know, we know it's going to happen. The Lord is going to return in glory at the end of time. And we also know from sacred scripture that things are going to be pretty crappy before he does. Because it describes a lot of trials and tribulations and all of those things. But our Lord is quite clear. He will come like a thief in the night. And whenever anyone makes these predictions, I kind of want to scream at them and say, what part of concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, do you have any unclarity about? You will know neither the day nor the hour. You know, people think everything is going great, and then boom, it happens. We've seen that happen to people as individuals. You know, you're on top of the world, you've just retired, you know, all your plans are coming together, and boom, massive heart attack, you're dead. Or a diagnosis of terminal cancer, or just someone goes to sleep and they don't wake up. Things happen. Or, you know, the person who's the epitome of health, you know, they run marathons, they do all of these things, and then they die. The Lord will come like a thief in the night, and we don't know the day or the hour. And so what St. Paul is telling us is, worry about it, but don't worry about it. Keep it in mind. Be ready for the Lord when he returns in glory, and treat each day as if that is the day he's going to return. And as long as you do that, you don't have to worry about it, because you're ready for it. And whether he comes in the next 5 minutes, or the next 5 years, or the next 5,000 years, you will be ready for him when he comes. So don't be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.